At Les Schwab Tires, we figure if you're looking for an adventure, you probably don't mean car trouble. That's why we offer free pre-trip safety checks. So instead of dealing with a busted rear strut, you're off enjoying a roller coaster or Colorado's biggest steak. Why get hung up with a blown tire when what you really want to find is the West Coast's largest possum statue? So stop on by before your next trip. We'll get you good to go, all for free. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Log Talk Radio.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, it. Just listen.
It's the first Debashi's Radio Takedown of the month, and you know what that means. Conspiracy talk with professional wrestler.
Apologize. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Dobashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, it. Just listen.
Huss! Huss! Huss!
SasquatchProWrestling.com.
Welcome to Lovelock, and here are the hosts of the show, who has their masters in bumping and PhD in life experiences, Thefula Dobashi and Thunder Rosa.
This is episode 25. I would like to introduce the woman of the hour, too sweet to be sour, every man's regret that Cobra Moon would make repent. She's more out of sight than all of freaking NASA. Hello, mija, Thunder Rosa.
Hey, Mark. What's up?
How's it going?
What's up?
Oh, you like your intro?
Yeah, it was really elaborate.
That was good. So how's it going?
I've been busy, man. Like, this movie's driving me nuts. Yeah, looking for stuff. Like, it's not fun.
And you got that sabotage coming up.
Yeah, man. There's, like, a lot of stuff going on at the same time.
I was gonna give you a call Friday, but I knew you were busy because check this out. I was going to Walmart and I was picking up some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this lady comes up to me. You know, it was one of those Xfinity, Comcast. You know, they try to get people to switch over. So I had my sunglasses on, and she just starts talking to me. Yeah, she was cute, you know. So I sat there and listened. And I just said, yeah, I got DirecTV, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, and she goes, well, she just starts talking. Her two supervisors there, and she starts, okay, what's your address? What's this? What's that? What's your email? And then she goes, can you sign to that? I said, what am I signing? She goes, oh, I was just having you sign it because we need to, you know, get your address. Be sure, you know, I didn't know Comcast money because they wanted to send me a promo package, right? I said, oh, okay, whatever. So, and then she goes, and then they say, what do you do? And I don't, wrestling got brought up. So she goes, oh, really? You wrestle? I just moved here like 10 days ago. And then her supervisor comes up to me and, oh, you wrestle? And I was showing him some pictures, trying to have him come to the show and see Beck. And then she goes, oh, can I have your phone? And I go, why? She goes, well, how about if I give you my number and, so you could give me a call to see if you get the promotional package in the mail. I said, okay, whatever. So I gave her my phone. She typed her number in. So I was thinking, since when do reps get your put their number in your phone? I mean, I don't know. It was either she's trying to make a sale or she was trying to ask me out. I didn't get it. So
she was trying
what
to
I
make
did when
you
I got,
another sale.
What's that?
She was trying to give you another type of sale.
You think so?
So what do you think? Of course.
Yeah. So then I came home and I was like, you know what? So I text her and I just said, I said, just curious, do you give all your potential clients your number to give them a call when they get the package in the mail? Ha ha, right? I didn't hear nothing back from her. And my buddy goes, you should call her to see if it's her personal number or Comcast. I said, I'm not going to call her because then it looks like I'm a stalker, right? Because I already texted.
Yeah.
So this morning I called it, and it was a personal number, but I didn't leave a message. I just thought it was a whole weird situation. But anyways, I just wanted your Thunder Rosa point of view on that one.
Yeah, she's trying to get with you, man.
Oh, okay.
Definitely.
That's what I thought, but, you know.
I mean, why would you put your number on your phone?
Right. She just here. She goes, and I was like, okay, I wasn't even thinking. She goes, yeah, let me type in my number. I didn't even know her name. I was like, she goes, let me just type in your number. And, and check this out. So that's how I found it. So I'm like, okay. So when I went in the car, I said, you know, that just seemed odd. And then, I sat in the car. I don't even know her name, so I was going to scroll through my contacts to see if I had a new number in there. But it looked like she hit dial. She must have called her phone, so she'd have my number. So I found what her name is. I don't want to say on the air, but anyway. What's up? So I know you've been busy all week.
Super. Like, super. I mean, we just came back on Sunday, and, you know, like, moving is not fun. Just, we're not even, I don't think we're like 70% done.
So what, you drove to Texas and you drove back to Oakland?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We're driving to Texas soon, so I got to make sure that everything needs to be packed properly packed, you know? And,
wow. How many more trips back and forth? You gonna do one more or what?
No, whatever fits in our like small little car and in another car and that's it.
Oh wow!
A lot of donations. I think I'm trying to embrace a minimalistic lifestyle. I'll say because you know, it's time to save and just, like, get the minimum things that we need.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, we've been here for so long, and I was just thinking about, like, all the things that I have acquired, and it's like, I don't even use them, and I'm, like, getting rid of them, and I'm like, oh, I might need this for another time, but I haven't worn it in years, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, it's hard to let go of things sometimes.
Yeah, sure is, because you're like, oh, yeah, I'm the same way. I got so much stuff, it's like, oh, I might wear this someday or this or that, but probably won't. But, hey, did you get those two articles I sent you?
Oh, my God, I was reading one right now. Fudge, people.
Which one, the smoothie or the anaconda? Or
no,
the
anaconda one, bro. You don't get it. Like, we'll talk about it right now, but I'm like, God, like, what's going on? You know? People really be tripping.
Yeah, yeah. So where do you want to start, girl?
Let's start with that article, actually.
Okay. Which one? Which one first?
I'm going to read The Animal Lover. So,
all right.
Man suffocates to death after having sex with pet anaconda. Don't ask me how, but he says before I read the article, friends were saying that he was having sex with different of his pets, which makes no sense to me, but people are into that.
Yeah, I know.
Tampa, Florida. A 22-year-old man from Florida has been found dead after allegedly succumbed to indulging in sexual activities with his 23-foot-long anaconda. And I'm not talking about a penis. It took several hours for authorities to separate the large serpent from the young man as a victim, which was in full erection and has deeply penetrated the female's anaconda's genitalia.
What?
Yeah, according to the coroner's report. David Brown, 22, was found naked and completely enveloped by his pet anaconda by a friend when he contacted authorities, hoping they could save his life. I knew he was into bestiality and erotic asphyxiation, but I never thought it would go so wrong, explained his friend in tears to reporters. An animal lover, the young man that was an avid animal fan had a wide collection of pets ranging from dogs, cats, to tarantulas, snakes, scorpions, turtles, and even a baby wild hog. He described himself as extremely horny. He loved his animals since he was a young boy, said his mother. I wasn't too fond of that big snake, but he reassured me that he'll take care of it and that it wasn't dangerous, she explained, spoiling his tears. Eye-opening accident. David Brown was also brought to the emergency room last October after an incident with a pet gerbil who was incidentally perforating his anus and chewed through his intestinal tract, explained another family friend. The young man had suffered severe internal bleeding and necessitated surgery, but was up and running again 2 months later. I thought he was then learning his lesson from the previous incident, but he definitely did not, explained one of his former girlfriends who wished to remain anonymous. He once convinced me into a threesome with his
What? I didn't even read it all.
German Shepherd, but I wouldn't get close to that snake. Even if David proposed it, although the state of Florida has officially outlawed bestiality in October 2011, the bestiality law does not prohibit oral sex between an animal and a human and only forbids penetration of a human sex organ into an animal's mouth, according to legal experts.
That's what. Well, have you ever heard of Edom Claw Washington?
No.
Well, it's a little hick town, and they were known for...
You told me.
Yeah. So, you know, in Washington State, bestiality was legal up until about 5-6 years ago when a guy got his colon perforated by a horse, and they finally made it illegal to have sex with animals in Washington State.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm glad, I feel sorry for the people in Eden Club because that's what they're known for, but they're known for their rodeos and stuff. But every time you say Enumclaw around here, people think about, you know, pimping out. People come from around the world. But now here's this next article. Would you ever try a smoothie like this?
What smoothie?
Oh, okay. I sent you the article. Vegan single mom drinks sperm smoothies every morning to give her energy. And it says here, an unconventional start to the day, but this woman swears by gulping down a smoothie every morning with the key ingredient being in a teaspoon of sperm. 29-year-old Tracy Kiss has been drinking the interesting concoction for the past month, saying it boosts both her mood and her immunity. The mom of two is currently single, so harvests her sperm from her best friend, or rather, he harvests it and delivers it to her up to 3 times a week. Says, what a friend for, eh? Eh? And then goes, Tracy, who's vegan, stores it in tubs in the fridge with the rest of her groceries. And then it says, the mom of two from Buckingham Sphere, when she whizzes the batch up into a smoothie, complementary ingredients such as banana seeds and almond milk. I've been feeling run down and had no energy, but now I'm full of beans and my mood has improved, says Tracy. The personal trainer and qualified nutrition advisor claims that sperm contains a lot of vitamins and minerals, including B12, which vegans like herself lack in their diets. And it says, should we all be including sperm in our diets? And it says, it should be noted, while Tracy raves about her sperm concoction, medical professionals would argue otherwise. Dr. Sarah Jarvis advised against use of sperm as a dietary supplement, saying it devoids all nutrients, which has absolutely no nutritional value to semen. Said she, a better way for vegans to get extra protein would be through foods like nuts. Well, that's from a nut. Anyways, national value aside for the moment, just how does the unusual ingredient alter the state of her breakfast drink? Every batch tastes different, depending on what he's been eating, she reveals. He has been drinking a lot of alcohol or eating something particularly pungent like asparagus, I ask him to give me a heads up so I know not to drink it neat, you know, by itself. Things like pineapple, pepper, and peppermint make it taste better, but I'll happily take it straight off the spoon usually. And then it just says, Tracy says she understands it may seem off-putting, but the results are worth it. People who are so weird about sperm, when it's actual fact, a teaspoon is filled with amazing goodness, she says. The single mom, actually no stranger to incorporate sperm in her daily routine. She's been slathering it on her face since last year. When she discovered it, it made a brilliant facial, and now she credits it for improving her complexion. Tracy's friend and sperm supplier initially had qualms about it. He was afraid that she was going to try to impregnate herself with the sperm when he first reported. In other words, he's okay with it. And as for the risk involved, I know she's healthy, doesn't smoke, drink, or do drugs, and I made him have an STI check. He says, my other mates think I'm strays, but I love it and give it toast.
Nothing.
You know, why don't you just get it straight from the source? Organic, and just swallow.
Stop it. That's nasty. That's nasty, guys.
Yeah, that don't even get a juicy sound effect. But you know, that's true though. I remember, I was working with this lady years ago, big black lady. She was real cool, right? And she was like a mom to all of us. And she was like, mm-hmm. every Wednesday she's eating a tub of watermelon. And one day I go, why do you love so watermelon so much? And she goes, oh, it's Wednesday night. I said, what do you mean? And she goes, I'll either eat watermelon or pineapple, because if I do that, my husband will go down on me. He could taste it.
Yeah.
That's a true story. That's a shoot.
I believe you.
Speaking of smoothies, why don't you give your supplement people a shout out?
StrikeFirstNutrition.com. Check their stuff out. I started taking a new supplement called Cerebro, which makes me like more focused. It's really good, guys. Really, really good.
Oh no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you go to their page, you can get all the prices, and you can use code Thunder. You can get 15% off in your next purchase.
Can you get sperm smoothies from them?
No, stop it. No, Bacala, you.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm about to go. I'm about to go online. I ran out of my supplements. I'm gonna go give them a try and type in Thunder, because I need some good nutritious supplements that I know what's in them.
Yeah, I can tell you that they're really, really good. I love them. I'm so happy they picked me. You know, I always say that.
And if you check her social media links, you could see the results. And Thunder Rosa's got some kicking results.
Did you see my arm? I went to the
gym. You know what? I'll go back up. No. Did you put some more pictures up?
Yeah, I went to the gym this morning, and, like, I'm not lying, man. Like, my arms are, I look jacked, man. Like, jacked.
Are you on gas?
Hey, hold on. Brian. I found envelope. Brian is, like, crazy with envelopes. Well, like I said, this house is a mess. Yeah, man, I'm doing this new workout that my friend... I want to give a shout-out to my friend. I don't think he listens to this, but I will give him a shout-out anyway. My friend Eddie from Texas, Eddie El Güero.
Uh-huh.
He is a fighter, but he wrestles in Texas. He put it on Facebook. I don't remember what. I was like, oh, yeah, if you guys want to work out, hit me up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it for now. And I hit him up, and he gave me a bunch of stuff. Like, I didn't finish the workout. It took me, like, an hour and a half, and I still have, like, another half an hour. But because I was in the pain crunch, I just did what I could. I swear, like, I was so dead.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe you should put together a Thunder Rosa workout video. I bet you'll sell.
I know, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Well...
You've got mail.
You think we should hit the emails?
Sure.
Or if you got any other things you want to talk about.
No, that's it.
You want to go first or ladies
no,
first?
No, go ahead and go first. Go first. Because I started.
Okay. All right. This one is from Sue. You know when you have found your soulmate, when your man is a good listener and doesn't lie. That was from Sue.
That was a short email.
Yeah, they're all kind of short. I didn't know what topic to do for this week.
It
so
was
I
your
do that.
Topic.
My topic was, you know, when you found your soulmate, when, and they filled in the blanks.
So you read to I have Ali, and it says,
uh-huh.
You know when you found your soulmate? When she looks in your my eyes and says it. Ali.
I'm gonna have to read my girl Tammy's email. And Tammy, you gotta send a picture, damn it.
For real, emails. Dude.
Yeah. Tammy, what are you doing? Are you driving in your car, Tammy? Tammy. Hey, Tammy. Okay. You know when you found your soulmate when you have an orgasmic encounter while you are driving alone listening to Love Lock to a sexy voice. You know who I'm talking about, winky face, Tammy. What's up, Tammy?
Jesus, man. I heard I passed her up for a day now.
Hey, Tammy, hit me up, email me, send me a picture, and see if I get the approval from Thunder Rosa.
No. You don't get nothing from me. Unless you look like $1 million.
That's right. My mija.
I got you.
My amiga.
That was it, right?
Well, that was it. That was it from Tammy. Oh, no, we got more emails. We got three more.
Okay, I got Billy. You know when you have found your soulmate, when you met, your man leaves the toilet seat down every single time. Love the show, Billy.
That is so true.
That is true? Now, why? Yeah. Okay, I want a woman's point of view. Why is that such a big deal to keep the seat down?
No, because it's so annoying to have to, like, take it down. It is annoying, like, especially when you're in the middle of the street and you want to go into the piss. Fucking annoying.
Yeah, but how about guys when they have to lift it up and they have to take a piss?
Well, if it was down, leave it down. Just leave it after you found it.
Yeah, but some guys ain't a very good shooter, if you know what I mean. Get it all over the seat.
Oh, my God.
And that's
I'm
the worst.
Saying.
It's the worst when you get a two-streamer coming out.
God, you're disgusting.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. This is from Brenda. You know when you have found your soulmate when we ever fart around each other, instead of getting embarrassed, we own it and we rate each other's farts. Time to eat some beans, Brenda.
I guess.
I guess that's true. I mean, I just hope my woman's farts don't stink, you know. I mean, do you guys ever fart around each other?
I've been with my husband for 11 years, of course. That has happened many times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that's love right there.
It's not the most pleasant thing in the world.
No?
No.
I'm sure yours must smell really good because all that protein shakes and stuff. Because I know when I drink a lot of protein shakes, man, I blow it up. And I get pissed off when people ask, do you fart? Do you fart? I said, dude, if I farted, I'll own it. Because when I fart, they stink. I'll own it.
Oh, my God. No, mine don't smell that good.
I'm sure they smell like roses. Come on. You guys ever do Dutch ovens?
We do what?
You know what a Dutch oven is? When you're laying in bed, and then you fart, and then you take your partner and you put the covers over your head so they have to smell it.
Oh, that's disgusting. I've done it, but not for the other person to smell it.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
All right, we got. I think we got one more from Jesus. You want to read it or?
He says,
You know when you have found your soulmate, when you go out with the guys. Then you come home late, drunk, and no questions asked. The next morning she brings you menudo in your bed because of your nasty hangover. Not the music group. I am talking about the food. I'll be like, get your ass, your drunk ass up.
You would.
I ain't bringing no menudo, motherfucker.
Oh, we do got one more. We got one more right here. Menudo soup. No, I got a question for you. I don't eat pork, mm-hmm. but menudo soup, is it made out of beef, made out of pork, or sometimes both, or what?
I think it's stomach. The stomach, cow stomach.
Cow stomach? Because that actually sounds really good, man. We got this nice mom-and-pop Mexican restaurant down the street that makes it.
I didn't like it when I was little because of, like, the texture
uh-huh.
of the meat. But I can digest it now better.
Yeah. I like my dad, my aunt, like the family, like, we'll go butcher, like, a lamb and stuff. And the stuff that they call, it's almost like chitlings. And you take the tripe, the stomach, and you wrap it in intestines and you boil it in
mm-hmm.
a soup. That is the bomb. That is the bomb. I could eat all that. Man, I had an uncle that's so old school, he would eat the liver straight out of the lamb. Warm.
Yeah, that sounds really old school.
That's old school. All right, here's one from Jason. You know when you have found your soulmate when it's not always me, me, me. Spontaneously, every once in a while, your woman grabs you and wants a quickie. Not worrying about getting her O, she tries to see how quick she can get me to explode. Her record is 59.08 seconds. She timed it. Off to the races, Jason. I deserve this.
Wow, Jason.
She must got it going on to do it for 59.0 seconds.
Legit. Something tied down there.
Shoot. That was all of our emails.
Well, thank you for all the listeners for, again, sending all your emails, even if they were that short.
Yeah. Well, we gotta come up with a good topic for the listeners. It's your turn.
Did we talk about cheating?
Not really. We talked about messed up relationships, but we never talked about cheating.
I think that should be our topic. If you cheated before, and how was that? How did you cover it up?
Ooh.
You don't have to say your name.
How you cover it up, or
how about
if
how
you get caught?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I think that's it. Okay, that'll be our next topic. So how should we phrase it? Your cheating stories?
Your cheating stories.
An outcome.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Well, you know, our show might run a little short this time, but we'll make up next week. I know you're busy. You got some training going on. We got some stuff going on too, So I guess, do you want to just end this bitch now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we, fans, thank you for the emails. We really support. We really appreciate your support. We'll promise we'll have a longer show this time. It's going to cut a little short this week, but you might as well give out all your shout outs and all the stuff you want to pimp out, and
Hoo-yah!
I don't know what to do. Take it away.
Make sure you check us out on Twitch. We're like we're streaming all the shows, the three shows, and in Twitch, So we're streaming one right now, we're streaming one tomorrow, and we're streaming one on Friday. And I'll be on Friday answering anybody's questions.
Awesome, awesome. Cool. I guess I want to plug the website and DebaucheRadioTakedownNetwork.com. Check all the Thunderosa's link and social media. And I guess until next week, peace, love, and happiness.
Lovelock is a Say Saha Dynamite Productions.
Huss! 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 SasquatchProWrestling.com.
Dobashi Radio Takedown Network.com.
Old Navy's Saturday Steal is back with the season's biggest one-day deal. 50% off all jeans, plus kids' tees and girls' tanks and leggings for just $3. One day only this Saturday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8-5, excludes clearance jeans. $3 deal, select styles only.
At Les Schwab Tires, we figure if you're looking for an adventure, you probably don't mean car trouble. That's why we offer free pre-trip safety checks. So instead of dealing with a busted rear strut, you're off enjoying a roller coaster or Colorado's biggest steak. Why get hung up with a blown tire when what you really want to find is the West Coast's largest possum statue? So stop on by before your next trip. We'll get you good to go all for free. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.